This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you're looking to remodel your kitchen but don't have the budget to replace the refrigerator, there might be a way you can still use your fridge, even if you have to move it to another location. Did you know that for most refrigerators, you can change the way you open their doors? These handles can be reversed on almost any refrigerator model. You just need to remove a few screws and bolts. It's best, though, if you keep track of the assembly order and the parts you've removed. As for the necessary tools, you only need a screwdriver, an adjustable wrench, pliers, and a ratchet set. There's an easy way to get the most out of your citrus fruit. And the tool you'll need for that is probably somewhere in your kitchen. Forget about expensive fruit juicers. No need to revert to the standard elbow grease. Next time you want to have some fresh lemon juice, just use a pair of kitchen tongs. Place the lemon, or any other citrus fruit, between the tongs and use the force of the tool to squeeze out all the juice in no time. Speaking of fruit, there's a great way to keep them fresh for longer, and it doesn't necessarily involve buying unripe bananas. Place them into an airtight container and put it in the fridge. The less air reaches the fruit, the longer they'll last. Then, how about delicate things, such as strawberries? They're a bit more difficult to clean due to their texture. Here's a neat way to make sure they're safe to eat. Take 3 cups of cold water and add 1 cup of vinegar. Put your strawberries in the mixture and gently move them around. After you drain and rinse the berries with cold tap water to remove the vinegar, pat them dry with a clean towel. Lastly, put them in a sealed container and store them in the fridge until you're ready to munch on them. I'm almost certain you've been using this one wrong your whole life, but I'm just as guilty as you are. Remember those neck pillows we often use when traveling? Turns out most of us tend to wear a pillow around the back of our neck and secure it at the front with a button. Well, some people say it feels a whole lot better if you flip your pillow. Why? Because with the gap located at the back of the neck, your head is still supported. But you'll relieve the pressure on your neck if your head starts falling from side to side as you fall asleep. Not to mention that your chin stays securely in place. You may have noticed some weird bumps on the concrete sidewalk, especially in crowded or high traffic areas. This is called tactile paving. It was first used in Japan in the 1960s. Because of its efficiency, people started using it all over the world. These days, the system has developed into several types of paving for different kinds of situations. Blister paving, for example, is used at crosswalks. It's vital for people with visual impairment, warning them there's a road crossing ahead. In most cases, this paving consists of several rows of flat-topped blisters arranged in a square pattern. Then there's corduroy tactile paving, rounded bars running across the direction of pedestrian travel. It informs visually impaired people about some danger, like a set of stairs or a ramp.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Sometimes after a long day, there's nothing more comforting than leftovers for dinner. Unfortunately, being as tired as you are, you might forget to cover your plate of food with a paper towel. And then your microwave is likely to become a total mess. Luckily, there's an easy way to clean it, and it doesn't involve special products. Prepare a mixture of half water, half lemon juice. Pour the liquid into a bowl and microwave it for about a minute. The acidity of the mixture should help with decreasing the walls of the microwave, and you'll be able to simply wipe off all the residues. Are you one of those people that like to experiment when baking and aren't a fan of measuring tools? You can just use a whisk next time you need to add some flour. Stick the whisk in the flour bag and it should pick up a considerable amount of the product between its metal bars. I don't think there's anything I love more than simple and fast tricks to make everyday chores easier. Like this one, about trash bags. I bet that just like me, you've been doing this one wrong all this time. Open a trash bag. You don't need to ruffle it open completely. Just the top of the bag will do. Place the edge of the trash bag over the edge of the trash can and secure it in place. Then, simply push the rest of the bag into the can. And it should flip over perfectly. Have you ever wondered what these extra holes at the top of your running shoes are for? They're designed so that you can tie the shoes in multiple different ways. That's useful when you want to compensate for things such as a bad stride or even a damaged toe. Plus, you can change the look of your shoes the way you prefer. Many people use a dust jacket of their book as a bookmarker. No problem with that. It will save your book from bent page corners. But the primary purpose of a dust cover is to keep the book safe from distortions. For instance, if you spill juice or drop some of the food on your book while reading it. The Tic Tac dispenser has this little groove on its top, so you can dispense only one Tic Tac at a time. Even though, let's be honest here, nobody does that. Most of us just spill a whole bunch at once, and then we wiggle all those extra Tic Tacs back in. Those rubber bumps you see between the tire treads are there for your safety. The raised edges tell you what the minimum height of your tread is. If the bump and the edges are even, it's time for you to visit the tire shop as soon as possible. But if the bumps are well beneath the level of the edges, you're good to go. What about that black grating on the microwave window? It's something called a Faraday shield, and it's there to prevent microwaves from getting away and turning the entire room into a Faraday cage. If the microwaves escape, your meal won't cook properly either. So yep, the cage is not there to make it difficult for you to see your meal while it's cooking. It's keeping the electromagnetic energy inside. How about a wrench-compatible screwdriver? Cover your screwdriver with the end of your wrench and you can increase its torque. That's why the head of your screwdriver is designed the way it is. When you have odd angles, you can use this strategy. You've probably heard those myths, the blue side of the eraser can erase the pen? False. Its purpose is to erase a pencil, but in case you're writing something on heavier paper. The blue side can remove smudges you see after using the pink eraser too. Have you ever wondered why oranges in supermarkets mostly come in the red mesh bag? It's a trick to make this food look more orange and encourage you to make a purchase. An extra tip, don't throw away the mesh bag. Tie it up so you can have a small pot scrubber to clean your sink, kitchen, appliances, and dishes. You can see golf balls don't have a perfectly round shape. Their surface is covered with many little dimples, something golf balls didn't always have. At one point, experienced golfers started noticing how, through time, older balls with imperfections, such as nicks and bumps, could travel further. Such things create turbulence in the air around the golf ball, which eventually reduces drag. So, manufacturers started producing balls with dimples so they could go farther and faster. You might have noticed that sometimes there are ridges in toothpick tops. It's more hygienic because when you break that off, you can prop the toothpick up on it and it won't touch anything. Another safety feature you'll find, this time in your car, is a tab on your rearview mirror. With it, you can change the position of the mirror so you don't get blinded if there's a car behind you with its high beams on. So this little tab helps you control the glare of lights coming from behind. This feature showed up in the 1930s, but in the early 1970s, it became a part of standard equipment in most trucks and cars. Do you see that tiny hole on your iPhone right next to the rear-facing camera? It's a microphone. and it's there so your phone can record sound as you turn your camera around. Some cables have a thick cylinder towards the end of the cord. It's called a ferrite core, or a choke. It's a magnetic iron oxide that stops high-frequency electromagnetic interference. For example, you know that annoying static noise you get if you bring your phone too close to a speaker? This interrupts your call, which is why cable cords with big cylinders are pretty useful, because they prevent these things. Do you know why nearly all luggage bags and backpacks have two zippers? It's way more convenient and easier to open in that way. But not just that, you can also lock these two zippers together to keep the stuff inside your bags safer. You know how toilets at public spots like malls have those big gaps at the bottom? It's primarily for better circulation of air. This type of door also makes it easier to clean the toilet or check if it's occupied if you're standing in line. Other than that, if you get stuck there and the lock gets broken, you still have a way to escape. You can just crawl out. Ever notice those plastic end caps on utility knives? And they also have scales on them, which indicates you may use them multiple times, but with sharp edges. You can separate the blades through these plastic end caps. Then you can move the slider and bring the sharp blade to the front. If you've ever taken a moment to examine a regular grocery cart, especially their fold-out section, you probably notice those metal loops jutting out. They're designed to protect the items you carry in your cart. You can use them to hang bags with soft items. You don't want to accidentally squish with heavier products, like bread, or easily breakable things, like eggs. Many coffee mugs come with curved notches on their bottom. When you're washing your mugs, put them against the rack at an angle in your dishwasher. This way, the water won't pool in there, so your favorite cup will be completely dry by the time you take it out of the dishwasher. If you're a McFlurry fan, you've probably noticed there's a square hole in the handle of the spoon. It's there so you can attach it to the special machine that mixes the ice cream and your favorite toppings together. The machine has a bar that slips into this square-shaped spoon and then thoroughly stirs it. And you get the spoon so they can minimize the mess during the process. Quite neat, wouldn't you say?
There are a lot of things you can do with dish soap, like de-griming your patio furniture. Just add a bit of dish detergent to some warm water and use the solution to wipe down your outdoor furniture with a piece of cloth. Finally, rinse it clean using your garden hose. You can also use dish soap to get rid of greasy stains on your clothes, be it pasta sauce or salad dressings. Hey, sometimes we miss our mouths. So just apply a little dish detergent to the stain and then rinse with water. Use non-colored soap for lighter clothes. For more difficult stains, let the dish soap sink in for a bit, then throw the piece of clothing in the washer as usual. And think about maybe getting a bib. If none of the methods have helped you organize your closet, and you're still overwhelmed with large piles of clothes, there's a simple way that might be effective. It's called the one-in, one-out rule. That means for every new piece of clothing you buy, you need to get rid of one you already have. That means you'll always be decluttering your space. To make it easier to find something in your closet, good luck, keep your most used items at eye level. This way, they'll be easier to find and pull out when you're in a hurry. Those items that you tend to use less often, like your evening clothes, for example, can stay on the shelves above or below your eye level. You can make good use of old spice tins. If you glue some powerful magnets to the inside of the tins, they can double as magnetic shelves. You can use them for all sorts of everyday items, like kitchen pliers, ice cream scoops, or even cutlery. You can also place them on any metallic surface, like your refrigerator door. They'll blend in nicely with your kitchen magnets. Hidden in your laundry room, there's a great tool for picking up pet hair. It sometimes works better than lint rollers. Take a dryer sheet and, using some elbow grease, you'll get rid of that dog or cat hair in no time. It works on all sorts of surfaces, but it's especially effective for upholstered furniture. Now, if you don't like it when a door starts squeaking whenever you enter a room, get a bar of soap and rub it straight on the hinges. This will only help for a while, though. But it'll do the trick until you manage to get to a hardware store. And, you know, buy some oil. Have you ever noticed that in some elevators, there's a star next to the number of a specific floor? No, it's not to indicate where my office is. It's there to point out where the nearest exit is. And it's not always on the first floor. It's most likely located on the floor closest to the street. Have you ever wondered why stop signs are red? Well, back in the day, they didn't actually have any particular color at all. Before the 1920s, they didn't even have a standardized shade. In 1922, though, someone came up with the octagon. But initially, it was painted yellow. All because the red coloring tended to fade out too quickly because of sun exposure. So yellow turned out to be the best option. It took another 30 years for fade-resistant enamel paint to be invented. We ended up changing the color of the stop sign back to red. After all, it's still the best color if you want something to be easily noticeable. Do you know there's a type of rose that can grow taller than people? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the tallest rose bush ever found grew in Vienna, Austria. It was a staggering 28.5 feet tall. Yes, it arose to a great height. In the same way we all have unique patterns on our fingerprints, no two tigers have the same set of stripes. It makes it easier for people working with this feline species to distinguish one tiger from another. I'll bet you didn't know, the White House has its own flower shop hidden in the basement of the building. It's supposed to provide flower arrangements for all sorts of events that take place there. It's probably no surprise that pizza has become an American staple dish despite its Italian origin. People in the U.S. love it so much that they buy 350 slices of pizza every second in the States. Man, I'm not getting my fair share. To manage the huge demand for this delicious dish, around 17% of all restaurants in the U.S. are pizzerias. Finally, there's a way to make lemon juice without the seeds getting into your beverage. Try cutting the fruit in two and squeezing it with a pair of kitchen tongs. The pointed end of the lemon should be facing down. The juice will flow down, but the seeds will remain inside the lemon. Ooh, lemonade. It goes well with pizza. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.